Wolkniak is the Vice President of Government Relations for the Michigan Business and Professional Association. Bonnie, how are you?
Great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing very well. And I have to applaud you because you seem to be like my wife. My wife could have both kids at home and do homework for the degree she's trying to get and work full time. And I can barely breathe without thinking about it. And I know you've got a young one you're working with. So thanks so much for making some time for us.
Not a problem. Happy to do it.
I wanted to get to your perspective from the Michigan Business and Professional Association on the governor's speech.
Okay.
What'd you think?
Well, I mean, despite a lot of criticism that I've been reading and hearing about, I thought it was great. You know, he's not your average politician. I think he did he reviewed the dashboard. He kind of said, all right, this is what I said we were going to do. This is what we did. Here's what we still have to do. And here are a few, you know, issues moving forward in 2012. And I think everyone, you know, is used to seeing, you know, somebody up there that it's this big to do. And he, you know, it wasn't, I guess, glitz and glamour like everyone thinks, and he didn't lay out all these plans and say, here are all these, all, you know, big proposals with all these points, and this is what we're going to do. He, you know, he laid out some ideas, and I think it's a great approach. I mean, we obviously needed to, and he said it 1,000 times, reinvent ourselves, and I think that starts with him. It starts at the top, and it trickles down, and I think he's doing it. He's taking quite a different approach than in times past, and I think it's working. He did it last time, and in this State of State speech, and it wasn't anything, you know, that people were saying, oh, yeah, and you know, screaming and shouting as much as they normally would, but he's getting things done. You know, and I think he proved it by saying, look, this is what we did. You know, and I mean, unemployment rate fell. I mean, and again, I mean, you can argue, is he really responsible for that? But bottom line is, it fell on under his watch. And you know, we represent about 20,000 small businesses. That's a big deal. And you know, the changes that he made, the MBT repeal, and you know, now he wants to focus on personal property tax repeal. I mean, to me, I was excited listening to, you know, kind of a nice reminder of, look what I've done, and this is what we're gonna try to hammer out in the next year. So I thought it was great.
Well, as you mentioned, you're one of the few people who enjoyed it, and let's not talk about whether he is the greatest orator or not, but there are opponents who say, and I guess this would be contrary to the Michigan Business and Professional Association, but there are those who say that for the sake of business may be happy, but education lost out, the poor lost out, many other programs lost out because the governor took care of business and almost abandon those other programs that needed funding too. How would you respond to that?
I don't want to specifically respond to each individual topic you mentioned, but overall, I think what he's doing, and I guess maybe his way to say, okay, now this year is, and he mentioned that he wanted to tackle these issues, and I think that's why. Let's see. He wanted. I mean, he was mentioning, you know, education. Dual enrollment and cyber learning legislation. He wanted to tackle the childhood obesity, so more into health and wellness. And he mentioned elder abuse. You know, I think that this year is the year that he's going to tackle those issues.
Mom, are you a little concerned that the education funding was cut?
You know, I think that he made tough decisions, you know, and I hate to speak on that topic because it's not one that we normally deal with. So, but, you know, I think that when times get tough, you have to make tough decisions, and he did. And I think this year we're going to see a turnaround in some issues that maybe got a little bit of a backseat the past year. I think he's going to make up for that this year. And, you know, and as a mom, I think he's making the right decisions. I mean, I applaud his, you know, his health and wellness. I applaud even, I mean, I think the charter school, lifting the cap on charter schools is a great idea. And, you know, whichever schools end up being the best for our children to attend, those are the ones that should be getting funding and getting help by the state. And it's, you know, and again, I hate to speak on these specific issues because I prefer to speak about the business.
All right, Bonnie.
The business side of things. But as a mom, I you know, I do agree with what he's doing.
All right, Bonnie, before I let you go, I've got about a minute left. What can the governor, what can the state do to help small business in the state?
You know, I think he mentioned in his speech the personal property tax repeal. It's just, it's helping make Michigan more attractive, you know, to other businesses that are outside of the state that are looking to locate somewhere or expand somewhere or relocate, and to keep Michigan businesses here happy. I think what we forgot to do in the past is, you know, we were always looking of what could bring in, you know, what new and exciting things are outside of Michigan that we could bring in, and we were forgetting about those businesses here that people get up at 6, 5 in the morning every day and go to work, you know, 7 days a week. The small businesses here, which make up about 3/4 of the employment here in Michigan. So, you know, I think finally, you know, this past year, great things were done to help the business community, and I think they're going to continue to happen in 2012. So we look forward to working with the governor. We think he has, he's great. He has great staff helping him. So we look forward to it.
All right. Thanks so much, Bonnie. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, thanks, you too.